Another very, very exciting thing about a Tuesday, just in case you didn't know, is if you're a sports fan, our friends from Dwell Properties prepare you the most excellent sports roundup like this.
Well, it's a Tuesday morning, and of course, it's time for the Dwell Properties Sports Bar, proudly brought to you by Dwell Properties, your gated estate specialists. And if you're walking around on this Tuesday morning smiling like I've been smiling on Sunday and on Monday, it's because of one thing and one thing only. The Bokke went to Wellington and gave the All Blacks an absolute hiding in their backyard. 43-10, the biggest defeat ever suffered by New Zealand at the hands of the Springboks. And what a test match that was. The first half, not so great, but boy, the Bokke came out blaring guns in the second half with great tries being scored. And Rassie's boys now prestigiously hold the record of the biggest ever victory over the All Blacks. What a victory that ties up things on the rugby championship. Thanks to Argentina holding on and beating Australia 28-26. So if you're down under in Oz or New Zealand, you're not having a good week this week. So it's really all to play for. The Bokke coming home now. And of course, they've got Argentina here in Durban. And then they go and play Argentina in London. And it's all to play for the rugby championships. Unfortunately, on the Women's Rugby World Cup, South Africa lost out to New Zealand 46-17. But what a performance by the South African women. They did perform a lot better than anyone anticipated. Well done, ladies. On the Currie Cup side of things, it was a semi-final time. And the Lions faced the Boland Cavaliers and they beat them 67-19 in a one-sided affair at Ellis Park. And in the other semi-final, Griquas were too strong for the Toyota Cheetahs, winning 25-5 in a local rivalry, setting up a Currie Cup final of the Griquas versus the Lions, which I'm sure only 13 or 14 people are going to watch, unfortunately, for the Currie Cup. Moving on to some football action, and of course a full list of Premier League fixtures from the weekend. Liverpool were victorious thanks to a 93rd-minute penalty from Mohamed Salah to win 1-0 away from home at newly promoted Burnley. Manchester is painted blue again as Man City ran riot and beat Manchester United 3-0. And of course, other mixed results saw a Newcastle win 1-0, Chelsea and Brentford drawing 2-2, and Arsenal continue their good start to the season with a 3-0 victory at home to Nottingham Forest. On the cricket side of things, the Proteas were dismantled in the second T20 with England scoring 304, a new record in 20 overs cricket. It is the largest score ever posted in 20 overs, and this was after South Africa had won the first T20. England romped home to victory in the second T20 by 146 runs, one of the biggest margins of victory ever as well. And then the third T20 was fortunately or unfortunately rained out, forcing a draw between England and South Africa on the T20. So abandoned without a ball bowled and the series tied 1-1. And then lastly, South Africa's Gerson prevailed at Sanford International on the golf. Ernie Els came third. It's great to see those old names running back the clock and still producing great results. That's it for the Dwell Property Sports Bar on a Tuesday morning. It's go Bokke go, as it always is. And join us again next week, Tuesday, for more sports action. Proudly brought to you by Dwell Properties, your gated estate specialists.